The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, thank you for joining me on Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to go to the phones here in a minute, but I promised you before the break I was going to share something that's going on in Germany that... Well, it doesn't just impact Israel, it impacts the rest of the world. Germany has now declared Hezbollah illegal. As a terrorist organization, the nation of Germany has banned Hezbollah. And as a result, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has asked all of the nations of the world to ban Hezbollah, which is not a bad idea. Here's the story. German Interior Minister Horst Schroefer ordered that Hezbollah's activities be banned due to violations of criminal law. He announced today. Police in different regions of Germany began searches in mosques and residences tied to Hezbollah, quote, due to their financial support and propaganda for the terrorist organization. Again, quoting from the story, Israel and the United States have long pushed for Germany to ban the Shiite terrorist group. Germany previously drew a distinction between Hezbollah's political arm and its military units. Well, no longer. Hezbollah's symbols may not be used publicly in any assembly or in print, audio, and visual material in Germany, and its assets will be confiscated to the benefit of the Federal Republic of Germany. The ban is because Hezbollah is a terrorist group, and also because it calls for the violent elimination of the State of Israel and questions the right of the State of Israel to exist. Germany made a terrible mistake. Several years ago, the country of Germany basically just threw open their borders to immigration. It was a terrible decision. And radical Muslims poured into the country. And they have paid a terrible price. The same thing is true of France. France has a horrible problem with radical Islam. It's a terrible problem. There are areas around France that even the French military will not go into. There are areas in France where radical Muslims have set up their own court system, their own police. By the way, the same thing has happened in Great Britain in certain areas. Terrible mistake. Horrible mistake. And finally, Germany has said, all right, we've had enough, and they have now officially banned Hezbollah. This brings me to what we were talking about yesterday with the Muslim call to prayer in Minneapolis, first time in American history. We're walking a fine tightrope here in America because we believe in freedom of religion for anybody. That's part of the fabric of America. You can believe anything you want to believe. However, that is not unlimited. It is not unlimited. If you subscribe to a group or a system that is determined to hurt other people, you do not have a right constitutionally to exist in America. And Americans need to be very, very wary of the increasing populations of Muslims in America. And let me give you my standard spiel on this, okay? Not all Muslims are violent. The majority of Muslims are not violent. I don't believe the majority of Muslims here in America want to overthrow the country, okay? But when we're talking about Islam, we must exercise extreme caution. And why is that? Because of this fact. There is not one single Muslim majority country on planet Earth where there is real religious freedom and liberty. Not one. For a long time, Turkey was the exception because it was a Muslim-majority country, but the government was distinctively secular. That is no longer the case. Erdogan is a radical Muslim himself. And because of that, religious freedom and liberty is being trampled underfoot in Turkey as well. Now, just think about this. There is not one single country on planet Earth where there is a Muslim majority in the government, where there is real liberty and freedom religiously. That should cause anyone to be concerned about the rise of Islam in America. Does that mean we indict all Muslims as terrorists? Of course not. That is an extreme. And I caution you constantly about the extremes. But we should be concerned as the Muslim population increases. It should be a concern. It should be. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Pat in Newark up. Hi, Pat. You're on Bob Rennie Live. Welcome.
Hey, greetings, Pastor Bob. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
It. And I have to give you an attaboy on the Salvation Army. As many years, and I don't know how old they are, they're well over 100 years, I've never heard one bad thing about the Salvation Army. And all the bad news that comes out about all the different ministries, you never hear of anything bad, you know, politically or, you know, whatever. You don't hear anything bad coming from them. I volunteered with those folks. I know what they do. I heard one of the greatest messages of salvation at my mother-in-law's funeral when a lieutenant gave her eulogy. And it was just, I went up to him and I said, if you're still around, I want you to do my funeral. That's how clear and beautiful it was done.
Wow, that's great. But, yeah, they do great
there
work.
Are
they
many,
really
many
do.
Many organizations out there. And if I could do a shout out. For one, here in Newark,
sure,
it's the Vertical 196 Ministry.
Okay,
I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but they do a lot of jail ministries. But since this virus has stricken us, these people have just overwhelmed me. I'm volunteering with them, but they've gone from 3 or 4 weeks ago starting doing meals around the neighborhood. But they do so much more. But the meal thing is what I'm calling about. They started off delivering meals every day, 7 days a week, and I think it was around 200, maybe 250. We're well over 500, maybe even close to 600 today.
Wow.
Every day, huh. Delivering meals. And the volunteers, it blows me away of how many people have showed up to this vertical196ministry.org and volunteered to make the food, bring the food, deliver the food. It's overwhelming. And some of the people that receive this food, I walk into their, we don't go into the homes. We just knock on the door, and apparently they prearranged to have the meals delivered. They're in bags, and we're wearing the mask, we're wearing the gloves, and we knock on the door. And I say a little prayer on each door that before I leave, and then they come out.
Hmm.
And these people, some of them, I can't believe they're living in a place like they're living.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But we fulfilled the Great Commission, and we have done this. Love thy neighbor.
Good for you, Pat. That is wonderful. No, I am not familiar with them at all. Never heard of them. Sounds like I need to get familiar.
Vertical196.org.
Okay.
And it's a non-denominational thing. They do laundry and showers for the people of need. They do bring hygiene supplies. They do haircuts. They just rehab or rides to rehab. It's just they do everything. They are there, and they do it all in a small group of volunteers. So just shout out to them.
All right. Well, I'm gonna check them out. Are they just local in Newark, or is this some kind of a nationwide organization?
No, it's just local in Newark.
All right.
The Vertical 196 Ministry, and it's really kind of a jail ministry, but there's so much more.
All right. Pat, thanks. I appreciate it, and thank you for what you are doing. God bless you, brother.
Yeah. Ditto's on YouTube.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. God bless you. All right. I'm overtime for a break. We will step away just for a moment, and then we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't know how he does it. I'm talking about the president putting up with the press. Now, he's famous for being contentious with the press, his cutting remarks to the press. But let me tell you something. I don't know that we have ever, ever, ever had a president that was more patient with a militaristic press. He's conducting a press conference right now, and I'm not sure where it's at. It's not out in the Rose Garden. I don't know, and I don't think the purpose of the press conference was the whole COVID-19 thing. I don't think. But during the commercial break, I unmuted the sound, and one of the female, and I don't remember her name, she's with one of the major networks. She's not with CNN, I don't think. But the president recognized her, and she said, "Mr. President, Jared Kushner is your son-in-law." Yeah, really? She had to tell the president that Jared Kushner was his son-in-law? And I thought, that has got to be the dumbest thing. But then she went on and said, you know, Jared Kushner is your son-in-law. And yesterday he said that your administration was doing a great job in dealing with this virus. Do you really think that that's the attitude that should be expressed at this time? What? Are you... The son-in-law of the president said, yeah, I think the administration has done a great job. Do you really think that that's the right attitude to be communicating? Are you serious? And with a straight face and with patience, he answered her. Now, I consider myself to be a somewhat patient person. And during my years of pastoring, I presided over a couple of very, very, very contentious church meetings, as only Baptist churches can have. I don't know whether other churches can have business meetings like Baptists can, but in my 25 years, we had a couple. Most of them were absolutely wonderful. We had a couple of doozies. I mean, doozies. And I hope and pray that I kept my cool. But if I was the president, I'd kick them all out and say, you know, I am sick and tired of you people. Get out of here. Oh, my goodness. And then the same, and I hope you take this right. Don't misunderstand me. The same reporter in a follow-up, she had three consecutive follow-up questions. The room is filled with reporters. How come she got three? But anyway, she says, Mr. President, Joe Biden has suggested that America's flags fly at half staff. Joe Biden. Had to bring in Joe Biden. Joe Biden has said that America should lower their flags to half staff. Are you going to do that? In other words, Joe Biden has compassion. And folks, listen. The fact that 60,000 people have died is a real tragedy. Okay? But last year, 61,000 people just died of just the seasonal flu. Did we lower our flags to half staff because of that? Last year, I think it's like 300,000 or 400,000 people died of heart disease. Did we lower the flags because of that? Last year, way, way, way over 100,000 people died of diabetes. That's near and dear to my heart. Did we lower the flags for that? Several hundred thousand people died in automobile accidents last year. Did we lower the flags for that? Many, many, many thousands, I don't have the details, many, many thousands of people died because of drunk drivers last year. Far more than 60,000. Did we lower the flags for that? Now, I'm not being insensitive to the people who have died because of this virus, but do you see what the news media is trying to do to you and what they're trying to do to the president? They're trying to single out this crisis. And I hate to get here in Ohio again. We have about 900 people have died here in Ohio because of the COVID-19. That number is going to increase some. But 22,000 people died because of heart disease in Ohio. Another 20,000 people died because of strokes. You understand what I'm saying? We are the news media and some in government are blowing this thing completely out of proportion in order to instill fear and hysteria. Don't let them do it to you.